This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. American Airlines plans to offer daily flights to Chicago and Dallas from Columbia. City leaders say American Eagle will offer two daily nonstop flights to and from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport and one daily nonstop route to Chicago O'Hare. Service begins in mid-February. University of Missouri Healthcare is opening a new clinic to treat patients with sickle cell disease. The clinic will be open the second and fourth Thursdays of every month. KBIA reporter Emily Podest has more.
Sickle cell is a genetic disease where red blood cells are in short supply. According to Children's Mercy Hospital, most of the treatment centers are aimed towards children. Elizabeth Gagne is a sickle cell coordinator at Women's and Children's Hospital's Blood Disorder and Cancer Unit. She says the new clinic is specifically for adults.
This is the first time since I've been here that we are able to set up an adult clinic just specifically for them. It's something that's been in the works, something that everybody's wanted to do.
The clinic is set to open at Ellis Fischel Cancer Center on October 25th. It is the first such clinical in Columbia. Others are located in St. Louis and Kansas City. Emily Podest, KBIA News.
Teachers in the Columbia Public School District have chosen the Columbia, Missouri National Education Association to represent them through collective bargaining. KBIA's Lee Jan Chung has more.
More than 900 Columbia teachers went to the polls on Thursday to decide if they wanted to be represented by a union. Winning 55% of the votes, the teachers' union, Columbia, Missouri National Education Association, will now be able to negotiate legally binding agreements with the school district about Columbia teachers' salaries and working conditions. President Susan McClintock says the next step is to survey their teachers.
And as educators, I think that we are very well aware as we look and service our children in the exact same way that you don't leave anyone out, that you bring everyone along, and that you encourage everyone to share their voice.
Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Chris Belcher says many high-performing school districts in St. Louis and Kansas City have also adopted a similar model of collective bargaining. But he says this is not a normal union.
Because it was never put under federal law. So whatever is brought forward to the board can either accept that contract, reject it, or modify it. There is no binding arbitration. There is no requirement that you have to agree. There's simply a requirement that you negotiate.
For 65 years, public school teachers in Missouri were not able to collectively bargain. Public employee labor law allowed public employees to discuss their salaries or working conditions, but employers were able to rescind their agreements with teachers at any time. But in 2007, the Missouri Supreme Court extended the right to collective bargaining to public employees, prompting school districts such as Columbia to find union representation. Lee Jian Chung, KBIA News.
Missouri's Department of Higher Education has received a $500,000 grant from the Lumina Foundation to increase the number of Missourians that receive an associate's degree. The department's Assistant Commissioner Rusty Monholin says the money will be used to bring, quote, reverse transfers, which is the process of awarding an associate's degree to college students who have met the requirements but don't have enough for a bachelor's.
I think it's less about removing barriers, although I think it's doing some of that, but it's really more about identifying and recognizing the work that many people have already done and rewarding them.
The Columbia Public School District is training students to respond to active shooters on school grounds. KBIA's Kelly Stanfield has more.
The Lang Middle School Cinema Club created an instructional video that demonstrates the ALICE active shooter response method. ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Escape. This new procedure teaches students that in certain situations, it may be necessary to counter the intruder. Columbia Public School spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says that the video teaches students the best practices for situations involving intruders.
In some situations, it may be that there needs to be another tactic to get out of the room rather than sitting under your desk as a sitting duck.
Baumstark says all secondary school teachers have received active shooter training, and the district is in the process of training all secondary students. Kelly Stanfield, KBIA News.
Republican challenger Dave Spence has filed a defamation lawsuit against Democratic Governor Jay Nixon over a campaign ad. The lawsuit, filed Friday in Cole County, claims Nixon maliciously or recklessly broadcast false statements about Spence's role with the bank. The suit seeks unspecified monetary damages. Nixon's campaign did not immediately respond to a request by the Associated Press for comment. Nixon has been running ads that describe Spence as a banker and claims Spence used part of a $40 million federal bank bailout to buy a vacation home. Spence once served on the board of Reliance Bank Shares, which received bailout money, and he did receive a home loan from the bank. But Spence says there was no connection to the federal money. He received no special treatment, and he is not a banker. Columbia Regional Airport will have direct flights to Dallas and Chicago starting in February. KBIA's Sydney Miller has more.
The expansion is due to a new tentative partnership between the City of Columbia and American Airlines. In an announcement yesterday, Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid said six organizations have pledged a total of $3.3 million to attract a new airline. McDavid says the future of Columbia Regional Airport depended on securing another expansion.
Out of the 450 airports in the country, by the year 2020, 100 of those will no longer have airplanes. And that critical number was 150,000 passengers both ways. And we're half that right now.
The Columbia City Council will have a preliminary reading of an initial proposal outlining the terms of agreement at Monday's council meeting. Council members are expected to vote on the proposal October 22nd. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.